In Brooklet, a historic sewer project is underway, connecting the town to Statesboro's wastewater system, promising growth and revitalization. The Georgia Southern Performing Arts Center kicks off 2025 with an exciting lineup of shows, including morning matinees open to the public, while a Bullock County family faces the aftermath of a devastating house fire, receiving support from local organizations. Top stories: Brooklet to Statesboro, connecting a historic sewer system. Brooklet, Georgia, embarked on a historic infrastructure project to connect its wastewater system to Statesboro, replacing outdated septic systems and paving the way for growth and revitalization. Mayor Nikki Gwinnett highlighted the project's transformative potential, while Senator Billy Hickman emphasized the importance of collaboration and planned growth. Former State Representative Jan Tankersley, who played a crucial role in securing funding, expressed her pride in leaving a lasting legacy for the community. Read more. Synovus Statesboro memorializes Stephen Sanders with lobby dedication. Stephen Sanders's dedication to customer service and genuine care for others led to the naming of a bank lobby in his honor. Read more. Get your tickets now as the PAC premieres its 2025 shows. The Georgia Southern Performing Arts Center opens its 2025 season with morning shows now available to the public. Read more. Bullock County family impacted as home destroyed by fire. Good Samaritans rescued a pet from the burning home before firefighters arrived. Read more. Settlement hastens Hyundai's switch from Floridan aquifer water. Hyundai Metaplant to transition off Floridan aquifer water 10 years earlier than planned due to settlement with Ogeechee Riverkeeper. Read more. Business. Rotary Club of Downtown Statesboro uses grant funding to support Statesboro Food Bank. Rotary District 6920 received a $25,000 grant from the Rotary Foundation to support Hurricane Helene recovery efforts, with the Rotary Club of Downtown Statesboro using its portion to provide food for the Statesboro Food Bank, benefiting over 900 individuals in Bullock County. The grant demonstrates Rotary's commitment to uplifting communities during times of need. Read more. Core Credit Union and Bullock Solutions donate $7,000 to future educator scholarships. Bullock Solutions joined Core Credit Union in donating $7,000 to scholarships for future educators in Bullock County. Read more. Myths versus facts. FEMA disaster assistance. FEMA grants are not considered taxable income and do not affect other federal benefits. Read more. Ag South awards nearly $200,000 in grants with Growing Our Communities grant program. Ag South Farm Credit's Growing Our Communities grant program supports agriculture and rural communities in three states. Read more. Sports. Men's SEB Yellow Jackets basketball overcome BA Gators 59-49. Aiden Peterson's second half explosion, scoring 22 points, helped the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets overcome a halftime deficit and secure a 59-49 victory over the Bullock Academy Gators. Read more. Men's basketball suffers third consecutive loss at Marshall. Despite a strong start, Georgia Southern men's basketball fell to Marshall, extending their losing streak in Huntington to 9 games. Read more. First place JMU notches 85-68 win over women's basketball Saturday. Despite leading after the first quarter, Georgia Southern fell to first place JMU due to a significant disparity in free throws made. Read more.